Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back to 7 Till the Hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Faith Whittier is here. Dr. Faith, I need your website, please. How do we find you online?
BlockchainFreshMD.com. www.blockchainfreshmd.com.
BlockchainFreshMD.com, is that right?
That's right.
So check it out, folks. Dr. Faith Whittier, you'll be glad you did. You want to hang out with her. She's very smart. She's a board-certified medical doctor. Hey, Dr. Faith, I want to change subject completely and talk about the topic that we're covering quite a bit this month, International Women's Month. And as a medical doctor and as a woman, what are your perspectives on where women are today in society, in the medical field? What do you think?
Wow, great question. Wonderful month, Women International History Month. I think what began as a day celebrating has moved to a week and now a month of celebration. And I think that we have made some progress in terms of, you know, voting rights, equal wages, workplace safety, all those kinds of things. But I do think that, you know, the struggle continues. And I think in the medical field, I think you're seeing a similar progression, but also with still very much room to grow. I think that one of the themes of the Women's International History Month has been the valiant women of the vote refusing to be silent. So, and I find that ironic, considering, you know, some of the early struggles with women's rights and voting rights dating back to the march in 1908 and women not receiving their right to vote until 1920. So it's been a constant ongoing struggle, and I think I see more women picking up the mantle and, you know, continuing to struggle. I found it ironic, though, a little bit. This is the International Women's Month, as we said, but it's also March Madness, and one of the big headlines was the discrepancy of the training facilities with the NCAA men's facility compared to the women's facility. And that was a huge story right now, today. So we still have work to do.
I see that. But since you brought up the sports thing, I wasn't going to bring it up, but since you did, you know, we've got this transgender controversy going on, and it just seems awfully odd to me, if not wrong, that we've been working so hard for Title IX. My daughter was a college athlete. She got her education. She earned her education as a two-sport starter in a Division II college school, and so I would have fought like a demon to have protected her from having to compete with someone who was born a male who decided to become a female and compete with her in her sports. I don't understand that kind of that direction while we're also promoting women and Title IX. Can you reconcile that for me?
Transgender equality in sports?
Yeah, I mean we've got transgender boys that have become girls who are competing in track and wrestling with against girls, genetic girls. I mean, I don't you see what I mean? I don't anyway. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, when we talk about discrimination against any population, whether it's transgender, whether it's racial discrimination, in this society in which we live in today, there really isn't a lot of room for discrimination.
But as a medical doctor, though, doesn't natural law have to enter into this somewhere?
Well, I mean, Jim, I think that would be a very more in-depth, determination,
We'll talk about this again another time. I need your website again, please.
BlockchainFreshMD.com.
All right, so check that out. Dr. Faith Whittier, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.